chapter 13, the Lord's dancing at Rath Yatra. This section is Krishna speaking to Radharani, responding to Radharani's mood of separation from Krishna, and he's promising Radharani, he's describing what he feels as a result of her separation from him. So, the verse that ended yesterday, I believe, somebody can correct me if this is wrong. Our love is more powerful because of my good fortune in receiving Narayan's grace. Krishna is saying to Radha that he worships Lord Narayan because just it's to keep you living, I worship Lord Narayan. I pray to Lord Narayan that he'll maintain your life. By his merciful potency, I come to Vrindavan every day from Dwarka to enjoy pastimes with you. I then return to Dwarka Dham. Thus, you can always feel my presence here in Vrindavan. Our love affair is more powerful because of my good fortune in receiving Narayan's grace. This allows me to come here unseen by others. I hope that very soon I'll be visible to everyone. That was read yesterday? Yes? His Prakat and Aprakat Leela? Okay. It's very confidential. But this is Lord Chaitanya's mood. He's with Sarup Damodar tasting these verses. And during Rath Yatra festival, he's exploding with the emotions contained in these verses. Krishna continues. I have already killed all the mischievous demons who are enemies of the Yadu dynasty. And I've also killed Kamsa and his allies. However, there are two or four demons still living. I want to kill them, and after doing so, I shall very soon return to Vrindavan. Please know this for certain. Purport. Just as Krishna does not step away from Vrindavan, Krishna's devotee does not like to leave Vrindavan. However, when he has to tend to Krishna's business, he leaves Vrindavan. After finishing his mission, a pure devotee returns home, back to Vrindavan, back to Godhead. Krishna assured Radharani that after killing the demons outside Vrindavan, he would return. Quote, I am coming back very soon, he promised. As soon as I have killed the few remaining demons. Text 157. I wish to protect the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the attacks of my enemies. That is why I remain in my kingdom. Otherwise, I am indifferent to my royal position. Whatever wives, sons, and wealth I maintain in the kingdom are only for the satisfaction of the Yadus. Your loving qualities always attract me to Vrindavan. Indeed, they will bring me back within 10 or 20 days. And when I return, I shall enjoy both day and night with you and all the damsels of Brajabhumi. While speaking this way to Srimati Radharani, Krishna became very anxious to return to Vrindavan. He made her listen to a verse which banished all her difficulties and which assured her that she would again attain Krishna. From Srimad Bhagavatam 10:82-45, Krishna said, devotional service unto me is the only way to attain me, my dear gopis. Whatever love and affection you have attained for me by good fortune is the only reason for my returning to you. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit in his room with Srupa Damodar and taste the topics of these verses day and night. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, completely absorbed in ecstatic emotion while looking at the face of Lord Jagannath. He danced and recited these verses. No one can describe the good fortune of Sarup Damodar, for he is always absorbed in the service of the Lord with his body, mind, and words. The senses of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were identical with the senses of Sarup. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to become fully absorbed in tasting the singing of Sarup Damodar. In emotional ecstasy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes sit on the ground and looking down, would write on the ground with his finger. Feeling that the Lord would injure his finger by writing in this way, Srupa Damodar checked him with his own hand. Srupa Damodar used to sing exactly according to the ecstatic emotion of the Lord. Whenever a particular mellow was being tasted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srupa Damodar would personify it by singing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked upon the beautiful lotus-like face and eyes of Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath was garlanded, dressed with nice garments and adorned with beautiful ornaments. His face was glittering from the rays of sunshine and the entire atmosphere was fragrant. An ocean of transcendental bliss expanded in the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and symptoms of madness immediately intensified like a hurricane. The madness of transcendental bliss created waves of various emotions. The emotions appeared like opposing soldiers staging a fight. There was an increase of all the natural emotional symptoms. Thus, there were awakening emotions, peacefulness, joined, mixed, transcendental and prevalent emotions, and impetuses for emotion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body appeared like a transcendental Himalayan mountain being bearing ecstatic emotional flower trees, all of them blooming. Upon seeing all these symptoms, everyone's mind and consciousness were attracted. Indeed, the Lord sprinkled over everyone's mind with the nectar of transcendental love of Godhead. He sprinkled the minds of the servants of Lord Jagannath, the government officers, the pilgrim visitors, the general populace and the residents of Jagannath Puri. After seeing the dancing and ecstatic love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone became astonished. In their hearts, they became infatuated with love of Krishna. Everyone danced and chanted in ecstatic love, and a great noise resounded. Everyone was overwhelmed with transcendental bliss just to see the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Apart from the others, even Lord Jagannath and Lord Balaram, with great happiness, began to move very slowly upon seeing the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Jagannath and Lord Balaram sometimes stopped the car and happily observed Lord Chaitanya's dancing. Anyone who was able to see them stop and watch the dancing bore witness to their pastimes. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and wandering in this way, he fell down in front of Maharaj Prataparudra. Maharaj Prataparudra picked the Lord up with great respect. But upon seeing the king, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his external senses. After seeing the king, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu condemned himself, saying, "Oh, how pitiful it is that I've touched a person who is interested in mundane affairs." Not even looking at Lord Nityananda, Kashishwara, or Govinda, Kashishwar or Govinda took care of Lord Chaitanya when he fell down. Nityananda was in great ecstasy, and Kashishwar and Govinda were elsewhere. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already been satisfied by the king's behavior, for the king had accepted the service of a sweeper for Lord Jagannath. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had actually desired to see the king. However, just to warn his personal associates, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, externally expressed feelings of anger. Short purport, Prabhupada writes, when Maharaj Prataparudra asked to see the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately refused, saying, Nishkinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajanom Mukhasya Param Param Jigmushur Bhava Saro Sagarasya Sandarshanam Vishayanam Ata Yoshitam Cha Ha Hanta Hanta Visha Bhaksha Sanato Pyasadho. The word Nishkinchanasya refers to a person who has finished his material activities. Such a person can begin to execute his activities in Krishna consciousness to cross over the ocean of nescience. It is very dangerous for such a person to have intimate relationships with mundane people or to become intimately related with women. The formality is, this formality is to be observed by anyone who is serious about going back home, back to Godhead. To teach his personal associates these principles, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed external anger when touched by the king. Since the Lord was very satisfied with the humble behavior of the king, he intentionally allowed the king to touch him. But externally he expressed anger just to warn his personal associates. King Prataparudra became frightened when Lord Chaitanya showed external anger. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told the king, don't worry. The Lord is very satisfied with you by pointing you out. He was teaching his personal associates how to behave with mundane people. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya continued, I shall submit your petition when there is an opportune moment. It will then be easy for you to come and meet the Lord. After circumambulating Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went behind the car and began pushing it with his head. As soon as he pushed, the car immediately started to move, making a rattling noise. The people all around began to chant the holy name of the Lord, Hari! Hari! As the cart began to move, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his personal associates in front of the cars, occupied by Lord Balaram and Subhadra, the goddess of fortune. Greatly inspired, they began to dance in front of them. After finishing the dance before Lord Balaram and Subhadra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came before Lord Jagannath's car. Upon seeing Lord Jagannath, he began to dance again. When they reached the place called Balagandhi, Lord Jagannath stopped his car and began to look left and right. On the left side, Lord Jagannath saw the neighborhood of Brahmanas, known as Vipra Shasana, and the coconut tree grove. On the right side, he saw nice flower gardens resembling those of the holy place of Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees were dancing in front of the car, and having stopped the car, Lord Jagannath watched the dancing. It was customary that food be offered to the Lord at Vipra Shasana Indeed, innumerable dishes of food were offered, and Lord Jagannath tasted each one of them. As all kinds of devotees of Lord Jagannath, from neophyte to the most advanced, offered their best cooked food to the Lord, this included the king, the queens, the ministers and friends, and all other big and small residents of Jagannath Puri. All the visitors who had come from different countries to Jagannath Puri, as well as the local devotees, offered their personally cooked food to the Lord. The devotees offered their foods everywhere, in front and behind the car, on the two sides, and within the flower garden. Wherever possible, they made their offering to the Lord, for there were no hard and fast rules. While the food was being offered, a large crowd of people gathered. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped his dancing and went to a nearby garden. So we know what happens at the nearby garden. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the garden. Immersed in great ecstatic emotion, he fell flat on a raised platform there. The Lord was very fatigued from the hard labor of dancing, and there was perspiration all over his body. He therefore enjoyed the fragrant, cool breeze of the garden. All the devotees who were performing Sankirtan came there and took rest under each and every tree. Thus I have described the great performance of congregational chanting by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he danced in front of Lord Jagannath. In his prayer, known as Chaitanyashtaka, Srila Rupa Goswami has given a vivid description of the Lord's dancing before the car of Lord Jagannath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is the prayer quoted from Stavamala. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced down the main road in great ecstasy before Lord Jagannath, the master of Nilachala, who was sitting on his car. Overwhelmed by the transcendental bliss of dancing and surrounded by Vaishnavas who sang the holy names, he manifested waves of ecstatic love of Godhead. When will Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be again visible to my vision? Anyone who hears this description of the Car Festival will attain Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will also attain the elevated state by which will he have firm conviction in devotional service and love of Godhead. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, 13th chapter, describing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic dancing at Lord Jagannath's Car Festival. End of chapter. So, oh, residents of New Dwarka, what should I do? Should we end? Because it's 8:15. Say a little something purport. Let's go to Rath Yatra. Just as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami reveals, by the mercy of Sarup Damodar, who then disclosed to Raghunath Das Goswami, who disclosed to others when he was residing in Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has his internal and his external pastimes. And the external pastime is more discernible. He's inaugurating the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And he's responding, he advented to respond to the loud cries of Advaita Acharya to deliver the conditioned souls of Kali Yuga, because the form of the Lord, he was convinced, only can make this change in the degraded condition. And to Pritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chuduskrit, to fulfill his promise in Bhagavad Gita. But the internal reasons are also there. And only such confidential devotees as Sarup Damodar could discern them, and then through that process of his sharing with Raghunath Das explaining all of this to the residents of Vrindavan, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami writing, we can have access. So similarly, tomorrow is Jagannath Rath Yatra, and Jagannath will be profusely giving his mercy. Even for the inimical people, he's profusely giving his mercy, showing his form, hearing his name, giving his mercy, the prasad of Lord Jagannath. So many people receive this transcendental benefit. But the devotees that are doing this year after year, what's how many years anniversary of Jagannath Rath Yatra festival? 32nd year. So the happiness that people are experiencing at Rath Yatra is the happiness of Lord Jagannath. Although people don't know what that happiness of Lord Jagannath is, they're feeling something that's very special. And the devotees, when performing the kirtan or pulling the cart or serving the deity on the cart or whatever the various services, serving prasadam, and there's the Sankirtan mission of Mahaprabhu is being enacted by the mercy of this Jagannath Rath Yatra festival. But there's this exchange that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is sharing with us, and naturally then also Prabhupada is sharing with us. There's these deeper meanings. There's a mood, a transcendental mood, just like the Jagannath Astakam prayers. There's a transcendental mood of Lord Jagannath that he is enjoying. And the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are pulling the Lord back to Vrindavan. And the Lord desires to be with the devotees in Vrindavan. These very, very beautiful prayers that Lord Chaitanya was tasting in the company of Sarup Damodar. Every year, these pastimes are read and before Jagannath Rath Yatra. And if we can contemplate the happiness of Lord Jagannath and the happiness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the exchange of love of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath, it's a whole other level of experience. So by regular hearing, Chaitanya Charitamrita is our most advanced literature. But by hearing it and hearing it and hearing it, it can carry us to at least appreciation on a spiritual plane of what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was appreciating. What was he tasting when taking part? And we're his servants. And if we serve him nicely, those deeper appreciations will also awaken someday or gradually. There's a transcendental happiness of exchange of love. very deep subject. I'm tempted to plunge into it, but I will refrain. Yes, Maharaj?
I would like to have a doubt in these prayers. It is explained that Lord Jagannath is the ornament on the head of Lord Brahma. I could not follow. What does it mean?
I can't either. He has his feet on the head of Brahma.
Ornament, he says. Ornament.
Well, it's an ornament, but you know, he's placing his feet on the head of Brahma. So another way of saying thing is, he's an ornament on the head of Lord Brahma. It's another way of saying the same thing. Because the verse said, the translation said, he places his feet on the heads of these great personalities, like this one, that one. So he's, as he's placing his head on the feet of Lord Brahma, it's an ornament.
But the ornament is for decoration.
Yeah. So it's poetic. The poetry of Krishna being an ornament of someone, that the someone is decorated because of the presence of Krishna. But it's not like, you know, Brahma takes the ornament off and puts the ornament on like we do. His greatness is by the presence of the Supreme Lord, who very mercifully places his feet upon his head. That makes Brahma decorated. Otherwise, without the grace of the Lord, he's ordinary. It's poetic.
Like we have the umbrella, Jagannath umbrella.
I know what your argument is. The argument is the other way around.
Service our Lord.
Yeah.
Now devotee, once I put the cap of Jagannath, they say this is not correct. They say you are taking service from Lord Jagannath. Putting umbrella, Jagannath umbrella.
When we wear an ornament, it enhances our beauty. But it's the other way around with Krishna. Krishna is placing his head on the if we put sandalwood paste is to cool our head, or you know, for sandalwood bangle, like the poetry that describes the garlands or the necklaces that are worn by Krishna are beautified because they're on the body of Krishna. Normally, it's an ornament beautifies the body of another. But when it comes to Krishna, because the ornament is decorating Krishna, the ornament becomes decorated. That's the language that's being used here. Brahma is being decorated by the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath upon his head. Anything else? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki. Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra Maha Mahotsav ki. Jai.
Still I could not understand.
Huh?
Still, I'm unable to.
Still, you're not able to understand. I don't think I can help.
Sometimes they say Shiromani, crest jewel. You know, they describe personality of God to be like a crest jewel.
Oh, that's good.
Crest jewel of the world.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now?
So that's an ornament also. Crest jewel. Jewel on the head, right? It's poetry.
Yeah.
Shiromani. An ornament makes you more.
Saba avatara saro shiromani kevala angalam chetana.
Yes, right, Krishna. Just reading.